You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hi and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the Market Podcast. With me today is Santosh Nair, editor of Money Control, who's going to tell us what really happened in the market this past week.
The Market Podcast on Money Control.
Santosh, how did the market perform this week?
Well, thanks, Jerome. You saw the Sensex and Nifty rising by about 0.3% over the last 1 week. Now, the gain would have been much more, but for the sell-off on Friday, which saw the indices giving up most of its weekly gains. Now, we're seeing some bit of selling in mid and small cap shares, but that's only to be expected considering that second line shares have risen the most over the last month and a half. The market still appears to be in the grip of a hope rally which began last month. Most people, if not everybody who's a buyer in this market, is hopeful that we'll get a stable government after the general elections. Foreign funds are buying heavily, and that's surprising to most experts because it's not as if the fundamentals of the economy has improved dramatically or that stocks are available cheap. If you look at it, stocks may have been cheap till a couple of months back, but an overwhelming majority of them are not. They've risen quite sharply over the last month and a half. Bank stocks have been rising, interestingly. Nifty Bank hit a record high this week. And this is happening at a time when the banking sector is not in the best of its health. The view among fund managers and analysts is that the economy is poised for a turnaround soon. Okay. When that happens, banks should benefit more than any other sector of the economy.
All right. So why are foreign funds buying so heavily?
Well, good question, Jerome, and I wish I knew the answer to that. In fact, most experts are clueless themselves. Now, foreign funds were bearish on India for a long time, even when global markets were doing well. Now, it's hard to see what has changed all of a sudden. One of the theories is that a good part of this money could be because the Federal Reserve is not expected to raise interest rates this calendar. Okay. So when that happens, when globally interest rates are low, some bit of money does flow into risk assets like emerging market equities, and India is an emerging market.
Okay.
And now since India has been underperforming other global markets for a while, it would have made sense for foreign funds to buy Indian equities because compared to other markets, they were relatively looking cheaper. Now, probably the initial burst of money came from some of the foreign funds who have a long-term view on India.
Right.
But once prices started moving up, many short-term players like exchange-traded funds too would have jumped into the fray. So you're seeing a virtuous cycle right now. Stock prices are rising, more funds are turning bullish on India, and that in turn is driving prices even higher. Remember, Jerome, stock market is the only place where, people buy more when the prices go up.
Right.
So in less than 2 months, foreign funds have now net bought about 40,000 crore worth of shares, and that's a lot of money. Now, the market would have really gone berserk, but probably what's holding the market in check is that domestic institution, including mutual funds, have been steady sellers in the market. Now, inflows into mutual funds have been declining for the last 4 months. Most retail investors, probably even you and me, are staring at negative returns. But if the Sensex and Nifty continue to climb, I think we could see money flows into mutual funds picking up once again. Now, Jerome, one thing is certain. The massive inflow of foreign money has dramatically changed market sentiment. Now, till a month back, most people were saying, let's wait till the election verdict is out of the way and then decide whether or not to buy. But now that prices have risen sharply, there's a widespread feeling of remorse, particularly among retail investors.
Wow, that was really insightful, Santosh. What about the important business events that happened this past week?
So Jet Airways is yet to find a savior, but it appears that the government and state-owned banks are not keen to take the airline to the bankruptcy court. Remember, Jerome, it's also an election year and you don't want news of many job losses at this point. Now, talk is that a rival airline company may bid for a controlling stake in Jet, but that's just in the air, so to say. Now, in news from the IT sector, the battle for Mindtree continues. L&T has signed a deal with Mindtree investor VG Siddhartha to buy out his 20.3% stake at 981 rupees per share. It has also made an open offer for 31% more in Mindtree at the same price. Now, the chatter in the market is that probably L&T may have to raise its price because that's not attractive enough. You're not seeing the stock price of Mindtree really move up. Ex-CEO and co-founder Subroto Bagchi is returning to the company as the four founders are now trying to ward off the takeover attempt through a buyback proposal. That the board was supposed to meet today, but that's now been deferred. Hotel Leela Venture is selling four of its hotel properties to Brookfield on a slump sale basis for a little under 4,000 crore. Absconding diamondaire Nirav Modi has been arrested in the UK and his extradition hearing will be held on March 29th. In economy news, the US Federal Reserve has kept rates unchanged and has said that it will not raise rates this calendar. Now, that's good news for India's current account deficit because the dollar is unlikely to appreciate much. But then remember, much will also depend on other external factors like strength of the global economy and crude oil prices.
Lastly, Santosh, what do we track next week?
So the European Union has agreed on a plan to delay the Article 50 process, postponing Brexit beyond 29th March. That was the initial deadline. Now, the UK will be offered a delay until April 12th, but that's if MPs approve the withdrawal deal negotiated with the European Union by next week. Now, if they do not, the EU will back a shorter delay until 12th April, allowing the UK time to get the deal through or indicate a way forward. Ms. May said there was now a clear choice facing UK MPs who could vote for a third time on a deal next week.
All right. So that's a wrap for this market podcast. Santosh, thank you so much for these insightful views. For more views, news and updates, please stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me here, Jerome.
This has been a Money Control presentation.